Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Yat A, hello and welcome to Native Art Voices of the Four Corners. This is your host, Vinaya Yazzi. Today we're going to do a wrap-up on 2023 and look through the list of area artists that we've had on our show here in the Four Corners of the United States, which includes New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, and parts of Colorado. In this show, we feature the process of the artist, how they do their work, why they do their work, and how their work of arts are important to their well-being and identity within the tribal communities here in the Four Corners. Among the many tribes that we feature are the Diné Navajo people, the Hickory Apache, various Pueblo groups, and also the Ute people, which are located in Ignacio and Toyoak, Colorado, and they are the Ute Mountain Ute and the Southern Ute. But as we are a very intertribal community, we may also feature Native people who are from other tribal areas within the United States. Today, I'd like to take a look back at our artists that we have featured within our Native Art Voices of the Four Corners. Some were writers, some were scholars, some were weavers, some were painters, and among them was also elders. In January, we first featured a Diné scholar from the University of New Mexico. His name is Dr. Lloyd Lee. He is the author of several books, which are centered on ideas of Diné identity, Diné nationalism, and the Diné's connection to the land and the people. He was a showcase for our first artist on Native Art Voices, and though he didn't do visual arts or doesn't do visual arts, he is an artist of writing, and we talked a little bit about how he wrote and why he wrote. In February of 2023, we featured the art of Sean Bial, who is a Bloomfield community member, and he is a visual artist who features his work on animation characters and those characters involved in comic books and characters that are dealing with heroes and heroines. In March, we featured Alyssa Begay, who is also a Farmington resident, and she spoke about her art of doing realty. But among other things, she's a very great community communicator, a person who works in other avenues of creating community, including the MMIW movement. In April, we featured Jasper Littletree, the late Jasper Littletree. It is sad to say that Jasper has passed away. He was one of our treasured Diné elders from the Kirtland community who did a plethora of art ways of knowing and doing. Among them was being a painter, a silversmith, and in our interview, he talked about doing tie-dyeing at the Farmington Senior Center. He will be missed, and I hope his family is doing well. In May, we featured Delbert Anderson. Delbert Anderson is a Farmington community jazz musician, and he is known worldwide for his work working in the jazz community. He is a Navajo and first got his start in doing jazz as a young person in high school and junior high, and now he has made a great acclaim for himself and his creative spirit of music. In June, we featured Shiprock Weaver and Diné person, Kevin Aspis. Kevin Aspis is almost a master weaver and weaves many rugs and has his own designs, which are very colorful and whimsical. And he also makes Navajo rug dresses, which we call beads. In July, we featured Ernie Washi, who is a Navajo silversmith from the Utah area in Blanding, Utah. And he spoke about his designs and how he started in doing silversmithing as a young person, watching his male counterparts doing silver work, and then he picked it up himself, and now he travels the community, sells his work, and talks about his art designs, which feature the replications of the petroglyphs that are found on the Utah canyons and most canyons here in the Southwest region. And then we moved on to August, where we featured, again, Farmington community artist and photographer Derek Cose. Derek Cose is a wonderful landscape photographer who features in many of his works the Bistai Badlands, or what we call in Navajo Dehna Zin Wilderness, which is located to the south of Farmington and is a natural formation of different sandstone structures and formations. And Derek travels in many places to do his photography, and we were able to speak to him about the process of art and how he got into doing photography. And then we moved on to September, coming to the fall season, where we featured Nate Nez, who is a Navajo from the Navajo Reservation, but currently resides in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Nate does his work on found papers. And a lot of times this type of artwork is done when Native people back in the past weren't able to go to art stores and find papers, but they would literally find papers that they could paint upon. And that's what Nate does. He paints on papers that are already existing, which could be old marriage records, medical documents, old newspapers, whatever he finds fitting for his content. And what his content is in his artwork is the Navajo ways of existing, traditional Navajo life. He also paints animals and birds. And we featured in October was Dr. Cheryl Bennett, who is a native from the Kirtland and Shiprock community, but is also a professor of Native American Studies, Arizona State University, University of Arizona, and does several other things besides writing. But we featured her book where she spoke about issues of hate crimes within border town communities, and just looking back at history of the area and how race relations were happening and are happening now in the present time. And then in November, we featured Zuni Chinese artist from the Gallup area, Mia Sutanto, who is an up-and-coming poet and who is an established visual artist. And now we come to December. December is the month where I'm just recapping our artists that we had. I'm very grateful for all of you listening to this show, and I'm very grateful to have a show that has content like this. For the Dene people here in the Four Corners community, we have a very strong, structured cultural identity. Cultural landscape and historical landscape is very important to our everyday ways of knowing and ways of living. I'd like to share a story with you this time, because in this season, after the first frost, is when many Navajos are aware that we can tell stories. We can tell stories about the animals and the stories of origin within our cultural practices. So the first story I'd like to share a little bit about is how the Navajos came to have a clan system or a family unit system. And in our stories, when the Navajos were created, we were given four main clan groups. We were created in four clan groups initially. And in the first clan group we had were the Towering House people, in which we call the Kinyaani people. And then the One Walks Around clan people were created and are called the Hanagathni people. Then the Bitterwater clan of people were created, and that was the Twitajitni clan. And last of the first four clan groups was the Mud clan, which is the Hushklishni clan, which I am also a member of. Within that Hushklishni clan are the Minnehogan's clan, the Big Water clan, the Many Mules clan, the Reed people, the Folded Arms people, and the Rock Gap clan. Within this clan group, we were given the innate talents of creativity and of making things, and we were given the attributes of being wise and wisdom-filled people. That is one of the reasons why I wanted to feature the podcast, because I know that the Navajo people are very gifted and they always have art within the lifeways. But specifically, I wanted to share that story because it is the Kashishne people who are the gifted ones. Those are the potters, the silversmiths, the rug makers. They're also those who write and create literature for the Navajo people. I'd like to share a little quote with you from Carl Gorman Sr., who lived in the early parts of the 1900s, and he was not only a veteran, but also an amazing artist. But one of my favorite quotes that I had from him was, "You are born with your culture. My culture is Navajo. That's what I live with. Family, heritage, the roots are deep." And that's really how I feel about being an artist here in the Four Corners. There are so many wonderful, creative Navajo people, indigenous people of all kinds within our community here. And this podcast is a way to feature them, for them to be able to speak their dialogue and tell of the narrative of art within their lifeways. For the Navajo people, art is a very important part of our lifeways. It's very much ingrained into our everyday ways of living. And in many cases, it's not separated by taking time to do our art. It's just a very innate and natural way of existing within the regular ways of life. So thank you for all who have listened to my podcast and continue listening to the podcast. Beginning in 2024, our podcast is going to feature several Navajo or Native artists who are veterans of the wars here, and we will feature their journey as veterans and how they used art to deal with life after being in the service, and how the process of art has helped them to heal mentally, spiritually, and physically. And that will be our guest list for the beginning of 2024. Again, this is Vinaya Yazzi, and I'm grateful to have this program here. I wasn't able to introduce myself in the beginning of this program like I should have, but I will do that now. Ho'wanthlane nishle, torich eni bashishchin, Toi Heglini A Dutch Ado Kisani A Dutch. I am a visual and multimedia artist here in the Four Corners, and I also am a poet. I do cultural education within the community, and I really work with young students, and also I work with elders within our community. Among my other avenues of creativity are poetry, and I'd like to share a poem with you today. Just to give you a blessing to go on your holiday journey and into the new year. This poem was written within the last year, and it is titled From the Core, Emergence, POV. Reach into the veins of your desert clouds, dripping with the white of ancient rain, storms, when the ant beings fed you yellow cornmeal. Pull out the strings of your desert sage, swiping the blue rain made of horizons when the bees migrated, setting white pollen at your feet. Take the vertical scatter of the blue bird feathers, sweeping the mesa floors, red sandstone ochre placed by the orange beak of hummingbird. Give the rainbow made of black and white stones, each a child of the arroyos of laughter and songs, the children playing in puddles of prayer at the rim of emergence gleam. Thank you for listening this year again to Native Art Voices of the Four Corners, and I look forward to our new shows coming in 2024. Blessings to you. And have a great rest of 2023.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.